This podcast is recorded on stolen and unceded Aboriginal land.
We acknowledge the First Nations and elders of this country and we join their calls for justice.
And they said we couldn't do it.
I was doing
Rob, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to? Anything you want to discuss?
When I was driving home from the party last night, and I think I still haven't quite processed, but I was just driving home alone in my car and just laughing hysterically.
I was laughing
just
too.
Laughing to myself. Like, if someone saw me through my window, they would be concerned.
Laughing.
Just
laughing. Imagine being in the Greens and winning. Imagine that.
Mm. Imagine fucking Greensland. You're hearing it more and more.
Yeah, and you love to see it. And you love to see it.
You love to see it. I've been telling you. I've been trying to tell you.
Talk me. Your night would have been way more interesting than mine. I was alone on the couch eating pizza and drinking wine and laughing. I had a friend come over later and we got even more drunk and celebratory and heckled Scott Morrison on the TV. That was fucking awesome. But I was talking to my dad too on the phone. And again, just constantly laughing, just seeing results and laughing, touching myself inappropriately, just having a great time. You were surrounded by comrades.
I was.
At winning at the election parties celebrating Greens' motherfucking wins. Tell me everything.
So we had one party for like the main Queensland Greens party in Brisbane for Griffith, Brisbane, Ryan, the Senate, and, you know, theoretically everyone. And yes. I remember when we got to the venue at the start of the night before polls had even closed, we were really stressed that not enough people would show up to the party. And the venue would be disappointed because we were like, no, it's going to be big. Like, there'll be people buying drinks. And let me tell you, there were enough people at the party. Like, holy fuck. It was insane. And it truly was, like, I was very distracted and barely even able to follow the results because I was trying to work and do media and, like, wrangle multiple fucking cameras, which, like, oh, now you want to pay attention to us. I see. Now you come fucking crawling.
The ABC just posted a story, said, who are the Greens and what do they stand for? Too late, like, motherfuckers.
Wait, who are? Yeah.
Who are these people? God.
The fuck. Yeah, I can. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. And as we've got like multiple cameras like roaming around trying to talk to all of our fucking winning candidates, and anytime I just look at a volunteer, you know, or someone else on the team and make eye contact and we just start laughing because it really is. It's just incredible. And generally a laugh and a what the fuck is happening.
What is happening? Greensland is happening, motherfuckers. Greenslide, baby.
Green slide. Yeah. So the state of play at the moment, like I said, I wasn't even really following the results last night. I know we've called Griffith and Ryan. Brisbane.
Right. Okay.
We're still
gone. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, we've called Griffith and Ryan. We're still looking at Brisbane. Too close so far, but we're ahead. And yes. I think we're still looking at McNamara and Richmond.
McNamara is like so crazy tight. I mean, I think
it's like 100 votes or something, like insane. Right. When I looked,
yeah. Now, just think about that, right? Process that, feel it in your bones.
I don't.
In your waters.
I can't.
This is the best electoral result the Greens have ever received. National vote of like 12.3%, something like that.
And you know why it was,
addition,
Tom?
Go on.
Well, because we didn't scare them off with any big policies. We kind of just went small target, you know.
We didn't do any door knocking, which, as we know,
no,
doesn't work.
We know that turns people off, actually. Door knocking doesn't work. Yeah. Fucking idiots. Yeah. And what's more, you know, unfortunately, with the Greens vote growing, we will, of course, see the return of a Liberal government because that's
of
how it
course.
Works.
Yeah, hang on. This maths doesn't work out because, like, some people voted for the Greens, but
it's confusing.
Scott Morrison's not the Prime Minister anymore.
He's not still the Prime Minister. I thought the only way to get rid of Scott Morrison Liberal government was to vote Labor, but lots of people didn't do that. So that's strange, isn't it? It is strange.
It is really fucking weird.
I'm no sophologist, so I guess.
Yes, you are. You're a fucking genius. Every one of the Queensland Greens is a fucking genius. And I love out of bed, but honestly, you know, just get a fucking Greens, a Queensland Greens volunteer just to replace it. It just becomes the leader of the party, okay? Just anyone walking around the state of Queensland wearing a Greens t-shirt gets to run the whole party and we all worship them forever. Does that sound good?
Conservative fucking Queensland, hey?
Oh. So, and let's talk about Richmond, because Richmond is crazy. Mm. There was some, like, serious moments when, you know, we thought that, you know, Mandy Nolan was definitely going to get up. It's still, like, I guess it's been called by the ABC for Justine Elliott. But Mandy Nolan came first in the primary vote. She got a primary vote of 28.5%. That is an 8% swing to Mandy Nolan in the seat of Richmond. And, yeah, Justine Elliott is going to get up on Nationals preferences.
Yeah. They love to fucking talk about preferences and, yeah.
Love it.
It's, yeah, I know. And it's,
if Terry Butler had won, she would have won on Liberal preferences.
Yeah. It's the same in Brisbane that, like, the whole, especially this week, maybe the last 2 weeks, but for a little while now, I've been feeling like, am I just going insane? And, like, I don't want to, you know, drink the Kool-Aid
candidate
and
fever,
believe.
Right?
I don't want to have campaign fever. And it really, really feels like at the pre-poll booths, like a lot of people are voting green and like, fuck, there's a lot of yard signs around. And like, it just, everyone I talk to is like volunteering for the Greens. But like, that's just, you know, that's just my bubble. And like, I can't, you know, it's really hard to win seats. Like, and there's going to be, you know, probably a lot of people just turning to Labor to get rid of the government. And it is good to know that I wasn't just fucking going crazy and it's real.
I think doing this podcast and, you know, getting more on board the Greens has completely fucked the algorithm on all my social media accounts. So I have no concept. In my online world, every time I log on, it's just everyone talking about how great the Greens are constantly. So I was like, this is insane. This is not going to translate to anything. And then, motherfuckers, it did. What?
And let's talk about that for a second, because, you know, if you look at the graph in terms of the, you know, the Greens results at federal elections and the point at which the Serious Danger podcast started, there's a big jump just after that. And it's just, yeah, like, I mean, this is maybe something that the media haven't looked at yet, but maybe something for the analysts to check out.
Podcasting works and it changes lives. Let's maybe like go through the night a little bit. I mean, and I'm interested to hear any stories or anything you got as well from your various victory pies. I'd love to know about the as the news came in on the ground. Mm. My first major memory is getting way too excited too early. I think across the board there was talk that Dutton was maybe going to lose Dixon and Peter Dutton was going to be kicked out, and everybody got extremely ahead of themselves and excited. And I was like, And also because it was all very bad news, because all those Liberal seats get counted pretty quickly, like the really safe Liberal seats. So it's like, you know, Liberal 5, Labor 0 straight off the bat. And everyone's like, oh, fuck. And then there's talk of Dutton losing. And they're like, and then that turned out to not be the case. So that was like, one downer. But then, and I think I remember vaguely seeing some tweet or something about a 14%. It was early days, but 14% swing to the Greens in Griffith. And it was fucking on.
Because, like I said, I was so scattered and just trying to figure out what the fuck was happening with media. And trying to process that we were probably winning Ryan at that point. And then, obviously, you know, I hear the massive cheer from inside as people are looking at the TV, and I run in to have a look and I saw that swing in Griffith. And at first I was like, I was just screaming because I was like, holy shit, look at how high our fucking vote is. And then I was like, oh my God, look how high, like, look how low the Lib vote is. Yes. And for a moment I was like, oh, we've lost it because the Lib vote is so low that with them in third, their preferences will go to Labor and just push them over the line again. But our vote was so high on the primary that, as you know, someone explained to me, no, it's so high that we'll still fucking win. Chaos, absolute chaos.
The greatest moment, I don't know if you heard about this, on the ABC election coverage, they were playing Trent Zimmerman, the Liberal member for North Sydney's. His concession speech, but something fucked up with the audio, and all you could hear was Max Chandler Mather talking to a group of people celebrating and cheering the fact that they'd won Griffith. It was beautiful. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. That's exactly what I wanted to see.
as I was probably, yeah, like crouched down next to the stage, just sobbing and just looking at, yeah, looking around at everyone like, oh my God, that was a real moment because the candidates weren't there at the party to start. And then Max arrived first and it was just insane, him trying to get upstairs, like media following him. And he just steps right on the stage and he just said, and they said we couldn't do it. Like, that's just been replaying in my head.
The existence of miracles.
But seriously, that's what's been on repeat in my head. And they said we couldn't do it.
Of course. Max Chandler Vapor is going to fucking Canberra.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Watts Proud is going to fucking Canberra.
Because, yeah, honestly, of course, like when we started, we were like, we have got these are the seats where our vote is growing, Griffith, Brisbane and Ryan. But, you know, our best shot is winning the Senate. We, you know, maybe we can get another senator. Wouldn't that be fucking incredible? Two Green senators for Queensland. Yes. And Griffith, you know, has an incredible campaign team. Like, let's see if we can win a lower house seat. And then as time goes on, we're like, are we going to win Ryan? And then we're like, are we going to win Brisbane? No. And Libby, like Libby in Ryan, her face last night, she was just shell shock. Like she's like, oh my God, I've accidentally become an MP.
Oh, damn. I'm the grandma MP.
And this is typical fucking Greens, right? You sign up to volunteer on one campaign. She's like, I might help Michael Berkman's campaign, you know, a bit of a hobby. Next minute, you're a fucking MP.
Oops. I joined the Greens and all I got was this seat in Parliament.
This is just the beginning. We are on the cusp of, and we already have, transformed Australian politics. Yeah. Yeah. And it's happening from Greensland.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Some other great moments. Hearing that Christina Keneally had lost her seat. I'm sorry. I think I received that news around about the time in which it was pretty clear which way things were going. And I'm sorry. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Fuck you. And your right wing refugee bashing bullshit.
Fuck you. Yep.
Fuck you for being parachuted into a seat because of your precious fucking career. Well, your political career is fucking over.
Oh, it
sorry,
didn't work,
Christina.
Did it?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Loved that.
Yeah.
Shout outs, love and solidarity to Piers Mitchum, the Greens candidate for Kooyong. Like, okay, so obviously the way the vote let out there is that this huge swing, the Monique Ryan, the independent Teal campaign there, obviously, you know, just ripped out the vote from folks who came very close to electing a Greens MP in Julie Birdside in 2019. You know, that progressive vote that we've had. Piers Mitchum, I think, is a really solid dude who ran a fantastic campaign and was completely sidelined in that race by the bullshit media spectacle around the race against Monique Ryan and Josh Frydenberg. Yeah, it was brutal. And I hope he isn't too fucking bummed out. Like the Greens vote got down to about 6% in somewhere in that sort of realm. And I know that must be really hard to sort of see after working your fucking guts out in that kind of seat that was previously considered to be a real chance for the party. But I just think, you know, Piers, hold your head up high, man, because I think you did a fantastic job. And the wackiness of the Teal thing really fucked you over there.
Those rich tree Tories wouldn't have thought they had a shot if it weren't for us.
Right.
You know? So
totally. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. Yes. The very strong Greens vote previously would have indicated the opportunity to change there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like that is one of the questions that I think we are getting in Queensland now is like, is this because you didn't have Teals running in Queensland? I don't really know. Like,
what?
I mean, yeah, I just don't think, I don't know, maybe I'm being too much of a parochial, like, Queenslanders are just built different kind of Queenslander, but I don't know if it would work in Queensland. It's it's not that kind of, yeah, it's not that kind of thing. It's an actual fucking transformative, like socialist, you know, fucking vision to make people's lives better. It's not just climate. I will say it though. Yeah. I was like, I think I messaged you at some point, Tom. I was like, is this a climate election?
Finally.
I think
Plibersek on the TV was like, oh, maybe next election we won't have anything divided over climate change. Like, they do seriously believe that they've ended the climate wars or whatever. Like, they have seriously swallowed that bullshit. I'm like, I'm pretty sure the issue isn't going anyway.
We'll see, sis.
And I would bet my little shitty three-bedroom apartment on the idea that Labor are going to fuck up and disappoint us on the climate front over the next 3 years. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Today's about celebrating, but I'm just putting it out there that climate change might come up again in the future of Australian politics. Just going to put it out there.
You know what's really funny? I had such a, like, honestly, my brain is so transparent, like so unsubtle. Last night I had a dream that in some sort of like lottery or competition, Max Chandler Mather and I had both won this massive like old house, and it was this beautiful like heritage listed like gorgeous house, you know, worth all this money. And we were like, holy shit, I just won a fucking home. Like, this is incredible. How could this happen? And then like we're like, oh, there's all these issues that, you know, I guess we do have a lot of challenges going. It was like on a floodplain, and you know, we had to figure out how to like pay off the deposit. And I was thinking about this. I was like, interesting, like winning something and then being like, holy shit, we have got some shit ahead of us. Like,
yes. Don't worry about any of that. That's not what today is
the
about.
The win comes with something. Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. We'll see.
Today is about laughing. Laughing.
Laughing, laughing.
We should talk about the Senate. There is stories this morning that Pauline Hanson is gone, not returned her Senate seat in the Queensland. We cross now to Emerald Moon for more details.
I didn't think I don't know if that's true. The way that I thought it was going to fall was probably two Labor, two LNP, Penny for the Greens and Pauline Hanson. I don't know which way they're saying that it now might fall for those last two spots, and that's how Pauline would lose it. How are they saying?
Sort of saying that Penny would get the last spot.
Yeah, but who gets the fifth spot then? Because Penny's in fourth.
Let's go to my favourite news outlet, Daily Mail, to find out.
Yeah, I think that probably tells you what you need to know.
Now Pauline Hanson in election trouble and may lose, in all capitals, her Queensland Senate seat. And the Greens may win it in the ultimate insult. In the ultimate insult. The ultimate insult. Conservative is trailing behind the Queensland Greens' Penny Ullman Payne in the race for the Senate. Senator Hanson, who had to spend election day in isolation after testing positive to COVID-19. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get fucking owned. Sorry.
The party polled 7.8% of the Senate vote to the Greens, 14%, if you don't mind. Oh, Penny Ullman Payne coming through. You've also got yourselves some Green senators in New South Wales. David Shoebridge, thank you very much. Barbara Pocock from South Australia, she is also up. Ooh. So that is three extra Greens senators. That is a Senate crossbench of 12 motherfuckers ready to fuck shit up in the upper house stateside, yo.
Fucking going to be a big, it's going to be a big party room, baby. It's going to be a big party room.
And Queensland is turning green.
Have you seen one of the most interesting stories out of the Queensland Senate race? The fact that the Legalised Cannabis Party has polled higher than the UAP.
Yes.
Like, no fucking, you know, no media coverage, no ads, no money, no nothing, just fucking weed on your ballot paper and people are like, yeah, yeah.
Just weed every day, I believe. Every day.
Yeah.
And it's out there. They just got truth and justice on their side. Respect to
them. Fucking Legalized Cannabis Party and balance of power in the Senate. Like, surely we can legalize it now. Are the major parties going to fucking get over themselves? You know?
Just legalize it.
Yeah.
The only United Australia Party victory I've seen anywhere is a potential Senate seat from Victoria. This dude, Ralph Bennett. Is potentially in head and could get the sixth Senate seat from Victoria, which is, yes, very odd. It'll be interesting to see them carry on up there. Craig Kelly, bye-bye.
Oh, bye.
Our next Prime Minister.
It's confusing. How's he going to be the Prime Minister now? I don't understand. Very confused.
Well, the Constitution doesn't actually mention the Prime Minister, so maybe they could bring him in a different way.
So true. I'm looking forward to the election challenge, like stop the vote, you know, the voting systems were hacked, whatever it is. Not enough people used pens at the ballot box. Obviously, a lot of people using pencils. Pretty concerning. Yes. You know.
Tim Wilson crying on national television for the next two weeks.
Fucking yeah.
The postal votes. The postal votes will save me. Oh, freedom boy. Oh. Literally on Sky News last night, bitching about how nasty the Teal campaign had been. They vandalized these little signs.
Nasty. Fuck. I mean, you want to talk about nasty. Like, this is something I've been thinking about that I said as soon as they started really getting fucking feral in Griffith and like Labor going hard at us, and the Libs in Ryan were being really like quite grotty as well on the booths. That's when I started to drink the Kool-Aid and be like, maybe we can win. I don't even know if this ended up going anywhere, but like the Labor Party literally even created multiple fake Facebook profiles to like try and make up random attacks on Max in Griffith in this like last ditch desperate attempt to somehow stave him off. And it's like, why? How do you never fucking learn? Because it was in South Brisbane when they started attacking us so hard, that is when we won. Like when Labor attacks us, we win. So keep it up, sweetie.
Keep it up, bitch.
Yeah.
I did. The reason I was up like till 3 a.m. is because, I finished watching the ABC coverage till midnight, watched all that. Then I went back and like watched the Sky News coverage and stuff because it's just like just a joy, the schadenfreude,
just a political Michael news Kroger, junkie.
The Victorian Liberal, just his little face just melting. He was so sad. He called Josh Frydenberg losing a national tragedy.
You know, my rule of thumb is you need 44.5% primary vote in these teal seats to win. Now, Josh is on 42 at the minute, which is a national tragedy if a guy like Josh Frydenberg, if there's no place for Josh Frydenberg in the Australian Parliament, well, you know, I'm on another planet.
He said if there's no room for Josh Frydenberg in the federal parliament, I'm on another planet. That was beautiful.
Yeah, you're on planet Greensland, baby. Fucking, that's what I've been hearing. Anyway.
Welcome to the little green men. And then there was an incredible moment at the end when Laura Jays was talking to Paul Murray. Paul Murray's face was also priceless. He's like halfway through the night, he's like, we just got to wait for WA. WA will help us out. Didn't, mate. But she literally, Laura Jays literally says.
Well, Kieran, it was Howard that said that the electorate always gets it right. Looking at Josh Frydenberg potentially lose his seat now, come close to a concession speech, makes you question that orthodoxy in many ways, doesn't it?
The old idiom in Australian politics, the piece of wisdom coined by John Howard, is that the electorate always gets it right. Looking at these results, you really have to question that, okay? The voters have failed the presenters of Sky News, apparently, and they fucked it up and they got it wrong because they're not
delivered the
enough.
Wrong result. Yeah.
They
silly
don't know
voters.
What to do.
Silly voters. Silly voters.
Yeah. I mean, can we get a new people, re-elect the people or whatever that's saying?
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, the polls were wrong again, really.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like the kind of Labor victory that was projected, and the polls did not predict what happened in Queensland in terms of those Brisbane seats. Like, and I think that was why I was looking at, you know, when they released in particular that news polling across the country where they were like, it's the new fancy method where we get a poll of all these people across the country and then we map it along the demographics and the voting patterns of each seat. And I was like, that's cute, thank you, but you don't know what kind of campaigns we're running in those seats.
Right.
Because that's the thing, like, the Greens run campaigns differently because we have to. We don't just like fucking, I mean, the LNP do too, but like Labor as well. We don't just sit there and go, well, we deserve this seat because, you know, the demographics have changed and we should. And you know, or, you know, the other party's been shit and so we deserve it. It probably should come to us. We don't fucking just sit there and wait. Like, we fight for it. And that's how we win. And no fucking poll, no media could account for that. They didn't understand it.
Love that. I saw your tweet, that classic tweet, because that poll had the Greens vote at 14% or something and a tweet saying Greens vote way too high. Just ridiculous.
It was literally ridiculous. Every time that there was a fucking poll that came out and showed the Greens vote, there would be some cunt in the replies being like, can't be right, Greens vote too high. And every time I was like, okay, we'll see.
So again, 12.3% national, that's what we're currently seeing, a national vote for the party. 2010, last highest watermark was 11%. Like something like a 2% swing to the party across nationally. As far as I can tell, a swing to the party in every single state and territory. And it's really interesting because, of course, a lot of focus on the low Labor primary vote, okay? It is pretty remarkable that less than a third of people voted one Labor Party and they're going to go on and form government. And it seems like the wisdom seems to be that they took massive hits on their primary vote in the seats that they kept, okay? So in the marginal seats and the target seats where they needed to win, they obviously got the boost that they required. But in seats like McNamara, Griffith, you know, Griffith. A bunch of these places, that's where the Labor primary vote really took a fucking hit because people voted against their sitting Labor MP, and that's sort of how it worked out. And the Greens were a huge beneficiary of that.
But that's what's interesting. Like, actually, yes, they did take a hit in those seats, but Griffith, I was looking at just before, the Lib vote also took a massive hit, like bigger than I would have expected. I don't even know if I can get, I've lost the tab. But the Lib vote just fucking collapsed, which does show that, the Greens aren't just taking votes from Labor. It really was. We took a massive fucking chunk out of the Libs and they came to us.
Welcome to you all. We don't judge your past mistakes. You've come to a good place. You've found God and and we welcome you. Are you still there? I lost you.
Yes, okay, sorry. Right. I lost my tab. I've got too many tabs open. I'm so sorry. At a point. Sorry.
Some other great things. Erica Betts, bye-bye. Amanda bye. Stoker, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that one's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a real good one. That's the crazy assistant minister for women who went to an anti-abortion rally. Out of her little mind. That's patronizing. Not a good person with bad politics.
I'm allowed to say it. Out of her little mind. Yeah. It's not sexist if I say it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Tasmania's weird. Bass is swinging against Labor. And I think maybe Bass is still up in doubt. But there is a chance that Libs could actually gain that from Labor. Oh, no. No, which one? I think Lyons. That's right. Lyons is still a little bit up there. But AOP is ahead now, according to the ABC website. But anyway, let's talk about, what is going to happen here. I'm looking at the seats in doubt on the ABC website, and there are a bunch of ways in which, there's extremely low tight races in which Labor could get ahead. They're currently sitting on 72, according to the ABC. So, there is still definitely a path in which they could govern in their own right, they'll get over 76 seats. Do you think do you have strong feelings about how that's gonna go?
I don't think that. I mean, I have, like I said, I haven't been following the full coverage, but I still don't think that they will form government in their own right. I still think that it's Greens in balance of power, baby. That's, but yeah, like I haven't been following it enough, but that's what the people are telling me that. Right. We could actually make the thing happen.
Jesus Christ. Well, there's a lot. I mean, if they win Deakin, for example, that's like a win off the Liberals. That's pretty crazy. Bennelong is extremely close, but there's a chance they could get over the line there. There seems to be a swing to Labor on that front. McNamara is in this mix as well. That's in the sort of seats in doubt. That's still too close to call.
Come on, Steph.
Once again, Steph Hodgins may with a swing of 7% to her.
Fuck,
not too bad. A 12% dip in the Liberal Party vote there. Oh yeah, great night for people who hate transphobes. Catherine Deeb's, bye-bye.
Bye.
Colleen Harkin, bye-bye.
Yep. Fuck yeah.
I mean, Harkin wasn't even in. These people weren't even in, but still bye-bye.
That got a big cheer, I think, last night. I think it was Amy McMahon who was speaking. And, was like, this is for all these people. It's for the people, struggling to find a home. It's for the people who are fucked over by the floods. It's for, the trans people and the queer people that have been fucking relentlessly attacked. And a massive fucking cheer, because I think this is probably the case, I imagine, in Greens parties across the country. But I've noticed particularly in the Queensland Greens, in the time that I've been there, it is like, so the fucking driving force of the Queensland Greens is queers. Like, so many fucking incredible queer people and trans people that make this party fucking run. And that was, so that was a real joy that, like, we won and they fucking lost. So.
And fucking shout out to all the gender diverse candidates out there. Overwhelmingly, they were from the Greens. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. What heroes to run as a Greens candidate anyway in seats where, you know, you're not going to win. But to put yourself out into this fucking toxic environment, to stand out as a proud person saying, I am who I am, and to go up against the kind of toxic shit that's been flying around, you know, the culture war politics at this point, fucking full credit to you. I think you're all heroes and you should be really proud of yourselves for even fucking doing it. I think you're amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to find the, fucking like almost 22% vote in Moreton for Claire Gutton, who's a trans woman and like, you know, was saying how fucking cooked it was to have to deal with that as an issue in the campaign when, like, she just wanted to fucking talk about a better future for everyone.
And I believe – and another great vote from Sky News, you know, again, crazy – like, people like Peter Credlin and Michael Kroger are saying, you see, we're just not right-wing enough. We just – this is – we need to fight more culture wars. We need to push to the right. And you just go, yes, please. I mean, obviously it'd be toxic and fucking horrible. Well, please, but please campaign yourselves into irrelevancy, you pack of cunts.
Yeah. Goodbye. I mean, that's like, are we just going to see the end of the fucking Liberal Party and the major parties will be Labor and the Greens? We were talking about maybe that there would be a Labor LNP coalition. Maybe LNP's just gone though. I wouldn't be mad.
Bye-bye.
Bye, cutie.
Well, again, another great moment is they're all sad about the pipeline. So not only have you got rid of a Morrison Liberal government, but these key people have lost their seats, certainly from the Liberal moderate world. So, you know, your Frydenberg's gone, your Tim Wilson's gone, your Trevor Evans gone, and they kept talking about, the pipeline of future leaders that we've lost last night. Oh, the pipeline.
Not the pipeline. Bye.
And I think, I don't know, some people are like, it'll send the Liberal Party to the right. Imagine. But I sincerely believe if Peter Dutton becomes the next Liberal leader, like no chance. No, well, I can't say no chance because we don't know what the fuck's going to happen. There could be another pandemic. Who the fuck knows? But I just think the further right that they shift, the less electable they will become. And that's good news for us. That's good news for Labor. It's good news for the country, surely.
Surely, yeah. I don't even know what to believe anymore. I think, and I just am still in that space where I just don't even really think, I'm not thinking about the other parties. I'm just thinking about how fucking good we are. I really am. I don't know.
Now, you see what we're doing? We're celebrating a win. And I challenge members of the Labor Party to fucking loosen up and treat yourself to a little bit of fun, okay? Did you see Albanese's speech?
No, I didn't.
No, you're too busy partying in a Greensboro. That's fine. It is incredible. He gets up there. People are chanting and cheering and yelling out. They are celebrating that they won and that their Liberal opponents were defeated, that the political enemies won. They're going to take government. They're going to win power.
That's what they wanted.
And at least in their view, they're going to change the country for the better. Mm. And he tells people to calm down.
Wait, did he? What? What do you mean?
Every pit can make, if you want. I know it's been a long night, but if we can dial it down a little bit.
He says, guys, I know it's been a long night. Can we just dial it down a bit?
Oh my God.
Disappointing
so
people.
The fucking Labor supporters, you guys, the time, just come over here. Come on, we don't mind what you've been doing before. Come to the Greens. Like, you're welcome. It was so fucking fun last night. And let me tell you, when our fucking candidates and MPs got up on that stage, they were not telling anyone to calm the fuck down. The cheers were just fucking deafening. And God, do we love a chant. I was literally, anytime someone's name was mentioned, they get a chant. You get a chant. Chant, 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 chant.
Chant, chant, chant.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Kutsantanis, I apologize if I'm fucking that up. South Australian Labor MP tweets, At 10:13 p.m. last night, Josh Frydenberg losing his seat is not good for the country. He is a real loss. The ripple will be a tsunami. What is wrong with you, bro?
What just fucking, oh my God.
What do you believe? What, who are you? What do you even think about?
That is so sad. Like, yeah, that's very really sad.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself to dancing on the other people's graves. It's good. It's fun.
Oh my God. Treat yourself to, yeah, like fucking hugging and crying at each other and just, yeah, laughing as soon as you make eye contact with anyone. yeah. Do we want to try and speculate on like how we did? I mean, I guess we know how we did this in Brisbane.
Tell the good people. You love to hear it. You're seeing it more and more. You love to hear it. I'll listen to us talk about how we won it all day. Go for it.
Because I know like it's door knocking, obviously. I think it did. I was having this conversation with someone on the booth yesterday. I was on the booths in Ryan. And yeah. I was talking to people about the fact that we could win, and the way that I put it to someone I think was just that, yeah, you know, in the past, I think a lot of people maybe just hadn't voted Greens because they didn't think it would work. Mm. And that's, they literally just don't think it'll work. And it's so simple. Like it's obvious. We've said it so many times. We recognize that the biggest barrier to the Greens not winning is just that people think that they can't, but that is the turning point this election. Like I think that we focused on letting people know that we could fucking win. Mm. And once they knew that they could have what they wanted, they actually asked for it. That's really that's what it was. Not all it is. It's also, you know, it's the platform. It's all the work that everyone does. But it's like for the first time, we were like, we can actually do this, you guys. You know, you can vote for us. Like, it's totally fine. Like, you can actually vote for us and it's going to work. And they're like, oh, damn, really? Like, yeah.
And, hey, shout outs to Labor for making this, I don't want to say easy, but a lot easier than it could have been by backing in tax cuts for billionaires, you fucking weirdos.
Fucking idiots.
By folding on that, by folding on refugee policy, by just being an old school major party that is now, you know, one government with an extremely low primary vote, by sucking on so many different fronts for us to be able to say, yes, Labor is better than Liberals, sure, but here's all the fucked and cooked stuff that they agree on, you don't have to accept that. There's got to be a better way. Basic decency tells us that this is not the better way to deliver a more progressive and decent society, both for the people who are in here now and the generations to come. You deserve better. Vote for what you believe in. Don't listen to this fucking four-dimensional chess strategy. Your vote isn't about Christina Keneally's career or Andrew Childers' fucking career or these political hacks, you know, getting further in life. It's about what you believe, what you want to have represented for you in Parliament and for what you want your community and your world to look like. And overwhelmingly, as we've said before, most people in this country are decent, good people who want good things. Mm-hmm. And the Greens come along and say, we agree with you, we believe in you, and we will tell you what we think, even when it's not popular, right? We will campaign for what we fucking believe in. We'll campaign our fucking hearts out. And we want you to join us.
Yeah. And I think it's so telling that, again, like I had a conversation with someone else at Toowong yesterday, a voter. And when he said he was like, I'm not decided between Labor or the Greens. And, you know, I said, okay, I started telling him kind of the policy differences. And he was like, yeah. He already knew that, you know, Labor supported new coal and gas, that they supported tax cuts for billionaires. He knew that their policies weren't good. He didn't really like them. It was just as soon as I explained that, oh, yeah, you can vote for the Greens. And if they don't win, you vote, go to Labor and, you know, we can help kick out the Liberals. And he was like, oh, cool. Yeah, okay, I'll vote for the Greens. Like, it's just, yeah, that's really all it took. I also think I wonder if the way that the Greens had a presence on the booths, particularly in Brisbane, Brisbane, Griffith and Ryan this time round, made a big difference because it was at the booth that people were changing their mind. And it was because we were talking about the fact that we could win, and all those people that maybe they had been polled or, you know, maybe before they got to the booth, they thought that they were going to vote for a major party. But once they got there, we were fucking ready to talk to them and actually, like as they went in, let them know what the fuck was up and that we could win. And they went in going, we can win. Like, I think it's a step even beyond like our strategy keeps growing. And I think that door knocking was one layer and door knocking is fucking massive. But like that point of contact at the booth, I have been thinking a lot in the last 2 weeks, cannot be, we can't overestimate how important that is.
Mm. Yeah, okay, that's good to know. I mean, yeah, again, yeah, I'm sure Queensland Greens will be going over all the strategy and evaluating it and printing up a nice big plan that they should send out to all the other state parties, and we will all follow you, our dear leaders, Queensland Greens. But, I mean, anecdotally, just the messages that you heard from some people saying how weird it was to be knocked, to be door knocked and asked your political opinion, mm-hmm. to express care and concern and actual investment in what you think. And, you know, all the stuff we've talked about before on the podcast, connecting on people on a real level,
yeah,
finding solidarity and a recognition of the fact that everyone thinks that politics sucks and that nothing seems mm-hmm. to change, and trying to explain why, you know, trying to make the argument for why, you know, you could change your vote in an effort to try and change that.
Not treating them like fucking idiots.
Yes.
Like people, yeah, not just screaming at them, you know, he went to Hawaii. Get rid of him, Hawaii. Like, no, people, they're not fucking idiots. Yeah.
I will say, we're recording this in the morning of the result. I'm yet to see images of Anthony Albanese holding a hose. I haven't seen it. He hasn't delivered on that promise.
Where is the hose? It's, you know, I don't want to say already that it's a broken promise, but just fucking wondering. Didn't Max say that, yeah, in the balance of power, we would force him to? So I guess that's maybe negotiations are still ongoing.
I think that should be number one. All right. Moratorium number on one. Coal and gas. Lifting.
Yeah, put that
lifting
underneath.
Payments above
a hose.
The poverty line. Yeah.
Yeah. Hose. I have one more question as well in terms of like how we won. What role do you think that our really good social media played?
Fucking heaps. I mean, this is the grinder election. Let's be real. This is the grinder election. No, well, I mean, again.
But that energy. It's the grinder energy.
Seeing commentators last night saying, gosh, the Greens haven't got much coverage, but they've done really well. It's like, fuck you, you pieces of shit. But, you know, we have no other option, okay? Mm-hmm. We have, you know, Max talked about this on the lunch campaign last week. You know, the structural impediments against Greens, the hostile media, the desire for everyone in the media class to just dismiss this as irrelevant or not part of the race and not take it seriously. You know, what else can you do? And now in the age of social media and the ability to talk to people directly is you know, more available and cheaper and better than ever before, of course we're cutting through. And when we've got these seats that we're going for that have a really high youth vote, obviously, you know, that's a great way to speak to people. And we've got good comms because of people like Emerald fucking Moon and many others besides.
Yeah, not really me, but thank you.
Holly, we got some great feedback and emails. Donde via Patreon said, this election night win I'm putting down to serious danger and our green queen, Emerald Moon. Fucking congrats, God. You sick cunts. Thank you very much. Yes.
Very Queensland message, even if you're not from Queensland. It's Queensland energy.
Hey, guys, this is from James. Love the pod and the message so much today. I followed a Greens How to Vote card after 14 years of Labor voting. Plus, later on, I walked with my neighbour to the polls who was asking me how to vote to not vote for ScoMo. I told him to pick a Green or a Red How to Vote card, emphasising the Greens message, and he picked the Green. I hope this is okay. I don't know why James said.
I will allow it.
Love you both too much. We love you too, James. Aww, that is okay by us.
Yeah, it's totally, it's fine, I guess. Oh,
it's
my
fine.
Goodness.
We will accept this. Okay, all right. So, I mean, it is really hard to say about where we go to from here without getting the full results in. We haven't talked about the Teals, obviously. I think it's something like five, maybe they might have picked up five seats or something across the board, which is pretty extraordinary. And, of course, we've talked about our issues with the independents. Allegra Spender got up, and I'm glad to see the back of Dave Sharma, but I have some very, very big reservations on Allegra Spender. But, you know, many of them may be rendered somewhat irrelevant, particularly if the Greens, you know, those full numbers are delivered for the Greens in a serious way. Although some people sort of said that a Labor minority government would be more willing or potentially, you know, much more open to try and secure the support of some Teals than the Greens because we're too cool and radical.
They might like to do that, yeah, but we'll see how it shakes out.
And the Teals, I don't think have any, you know, other than their own ideological commitments, I don't think they would have any political backlash from them supporting Labor at this point because obviously the Liberals have tanked, and so they could easily say that Australia is clearly spoken. And they've said that Liberals, bye-bye. Yeah. So, you know,
they were saying, you know, whoever wins the most seats is who we'll support, like fucking cowards. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, so I guess we will wait and see how all of that shakes out. But yay. I suppose, you know, we need to get back to laughing. And you got a press conference that you got to do?
Yeah. The TV cameras want to talk to our fucking, sorry, not even candidates, our MP elects, whatever.
MP elects. Like,
oh, my God. And for people who, I had a couple of people asking, like, if the podcast would continue after the election. The plan is yes. So
yes,
far.
Please.
Yeah. I absolutely. Am going to be away. I don't know if we told folks I'm going on holiday in a week's time. I think we'll have one episode coming out actually before I go on holiday. But then yeah. I'll be kind of just dropping in for the episodes while I'm away for a month. But yeah, we're not fucking going anywhere. Not for the time being.
No, I mean, I fucking love this. This getting this thing up was a bit of a labor of love that, you know, took a very long time to do because of a range of reasons. And, you know, people like yourself, you're focused on winning the fucking election and doing really well. And it took a long time. We figured it out. We got it up. And I just, the reaction has been mind blowing. And the amount of love and good humor and solidarity and excitement. And honestly, hearing stuff like, you know, this podcast is the difference that made people volunteer, that made people door knock, that made people hand out how to vote cards, that made people reminded people that they could believe in something better, that better things are possible, and that you can join a movement to fight for those things. Just, you know, it blows me away as someone who's
really
just quite tangentially like connected to this. But I assume, you know, from yourself, Emerald, being involved in this shit day in, day out, working in a MP's office and now taking on the media campaign for the state and, you know, living Greens day in, day out, it must feel good to you too, right?
Yeah, it's not easy to get people to, like, A, believe that a better world is possible, and so much so that it's worth them, you know, fighting for and giving their time and energy for. And the fact that just our stupid little voices in a phone could make people do that, it makes me really happy.
Oh. And, hey, you know, all the candidates that have got up have all appeared on the Serious Stager podcast. They got the SD bump.
Interesting.
And, oh, and I do want to give a shout out to, you know, again, all the Greens campaigns that ran, you're all fucking legends and congratulations and you should be really happy with everything you did. Again, just amazing swings across the board. In my seat of Fraser, which is a safe Labor seat, the Greens got a like 5% swing. They're primarying at 20% now in Fraser. Now, in a West Melbourne, that's like Labor heartland, you know, considered widely safe, you know, not going anywhere kind of thing. And, you know, 20% primary vote for the Greens is really fantastic. But, you know, Celeste Little is another one. Obviously, the seat of Cooper in Melbourne has always been a target seat for the Greens. And this was fucking wild. Okay. Well, I just Googled Celeste Little in the ABC seat thing, which is not correct. Cooper, here we go. ALP retain, but Celeste Cooper managed a 7% swing to her and there was a 5% swing against Jed Carney. Okay.
Yes.
So the primary vote of 27.9%, that's looking really good. And I suppose baked into the glee about winning this election, you are looking at these kind of results and thinking next time, surely these are serious contenders and you could see more of a green wave coming around down the line.
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, we're looking at all those, we're looking at the suburbs next, baby. Really are.
It'll be New South Wales to Greensland. Australia will be Greensland.
Yep.
We're spreading across all the borders. So, yes, we want to keep Serious Danger running. We want to grow the show. We, you know, as much as time allows, after Emerald has a very well-earned break, you know, we want to grow the family. We want to build it as a show and see what else we can do. We would love to do live shows. I think that'd be fun. I was thinking I would love to do a Greensland celebration show maybe later in the year. It'd be fun to have a little party somewhere in the great state of Queensland. That would be good. There is a state election coming up in Victoria later this year as well. That's sort of something to keep in mind too that we'd love to, you know, work on and talk about. But also, you know, obviously we've been extremely election focused in the life of the podcast thus far. But I know, and I know this is important to you too, Emerald. Like we also want to think big that electoral politics. Even though I think we've like clocked electoral politics now. Like we've nailed that. So
I think
that's
it's like
done.
Sorted. Yeah.
You know, we also want to talk to lots of people within and outside the party, part of the larger movement that are fighting for a better world in lots of different ways that don't require, you know, you to win elections every 3 years, but you know, ways we can fight for that every single day. You know.
Yeah. Maybe before we go, now is the time to say, like, I don't really know how much we had a little bit of seed funding. I don't know how much money we have left to keep paying Mike, but he works so fucking hard at our producer Mike, so like way, way, way too hard. And we absolutely need him. The show wouldn't happen without him. If you're not already a Patreon subscriber, and you can throw us a little bit of money on Patreon, it will mean that, like, that will be the difference between us being able to continue the show and not being able to continue it, because we can continue to pay Mike. So if there is one thing that, you know, you can do, it would be that. I think, like, please consider, becoming a patron.
Mike, do you want to join us real quick? Can we just say a very quick hello and thank you to you? And I want to hear about your little election night festivities. Hopefully we get Mike on the microphone. The griff.
Mike on the mic.
That's right. The griff, everybody. He's joining, hopefully. That'll be okay. But yes, you can go to patreon.com/seriousdangerau. We ask for $3 a month if you can spare it, whatever you can do. That helps us cover the costs of hosting the podcast everywhere. And so we can do extra things like our Meet the Candidate series, and so we can pay Mike. Emerald and I are volunteers and we're happy to do it. Oh, he can't join us.
That's okay, Mike. He's real.
He is real. He's a real guy, and he loves you, and we love him. And yes, this podcast would not exist without him. Is there anything else to say? Should we just continue laughing and laughing?
Yeah, I got to go do some laughing. So I got a laughing appointment to get to.
Amazing. Well, congratulations, Emerald Moon. Again, I feel like I'm caught up in it, even though I didn't. I gave some money to the party and I've done this podcast. And
fuck off. You're a real hack. You've done a lot.
I've tweeted a lot, to be fair.
You posted. What more can you do?
Posted online wars. But it is people like you, both Greens Party staff, but, you know, more importantly, the volunteers across the country that activated People Power's campaigns that have brought this kind of result, this historic result for the Greens Party. And a serious win for the left that we should all be very, very happy about, and we're allowed to smile and congratulate laugh. Ourselves and laugh. All right, comrade, love you, and I will see you next week before you go on a well-deserved holiday.
Bye. Greenslander!
Oh! We have just achieved this incredible swing off the back of one of the most progressive platforms that a political party has ever put out in Australia. This is a message to those big companies and to those major parties. We are coming for you.
Oh, we did it.
We did it.